This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, November 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack weighs in on farm bill funding. Ag census release date set, and FDA updates on front of package labeling work. Now here's a note from the editor. Daybreak will not be published for the week of November 20th. It returns on Monday, November 27th. Vilsack, funding issues dog farm bill. Congress has another year to agree on a new farm bill, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack warns that the process will stay bogged down until lawmakers find a source of money outside of the bill or the Inflation Reduction Act funding that Republicans would like to dip into. Speaking to members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting yesterday, Vilsack reiterated his suggestion that lawmakers could use the Commodity Credit Corporation, USDA's $30 billion line of credit, to supplement the farm bill. So what's the reluctance of using that asset that's available and is designed precisely to help farmers get through difficult times? Until they come to that realization, I think we're going to be waiting for a while for the farm bill, Vilsack said. He didn't elaborate on how he thinks the CCC could be used, but at the request of the Senate Ag Committee, the USDA has already tapped the CCC to create a new $1.3 billion trade promotion program that will supplement the farm bill's trade title. By the way, USDA posted a rule for operating that trade promotion initiative yesterday, but commodity groups are still waiting to find out the funding timeline and the countries that will be targeted. USDA also unveiled plans for trade missions next year to Vietnam, India, South Korea, Canada, Colombia, and Morocco. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Alexis Taylor recently returned from Malaysia and Singapore, where she led the USDA's final trade mission of the year. Lawmakers push EPA to allow chlorpyrifos use. A group of 51 senators and House members are urging EPA to move quickly to implement a recent appeals court decision on chlorpyrifos. On November 2nd, the Eighth Circuit vacated EPA's 2021 decision to revoke food tolerances for the insecticide. The court has spoken, and consistent with its decision, we believe farmers should have access to this critical tool for the 24 growing season, the lawmakers say, in a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan being sent today. EPA should follow the court's ruling and immediately allow safe uses of chlorpyrifos. The letter was led by Representative Mark Alford of Missouri and Senators Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Roger Marshall of Kansas. EPA's take. Well, the EPA Office of Pesticide Programs Director Ed Messina said at a federal advisory committee meeting Wednesday that the agency is digesting the court's decision. We will provide guidance, he said, but added that currently all the registration cancellations remain in place. We haven't taken any action to change that course, Messina said. The court has yet to issue its mandate in the case, which Messina noted is part of the normal process for appellate decisions. First, the decision comes out, and then the court's mandate, meaning it's a live order. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service is planning to release the results of its 2022 Census of Agriculture February 13th, just ahead of the department's annual Ag Outlook Forum. The census is conducted every 5 years and provides detailed data on U.S. agriculture down to the county level. NAS sent out paper questionnaires to farmers last December and finished collecting the data this summer. The preliminary national return rate was 61%. A take note. The agency is also conducting two special studies this fall and winter. One will look at aquaculture and the other analyzing irrigation and water management. EPA advisors to give focus to farm workers. A federal advisory committee has formed a panel to focus on how farm worker experiences can inform EPA regulation of pesticides. Summarizing the group's charge questions, EPA's Messina said it would consider how farm worker perspective and experiences can shape the design of regulatory requirements and help EPA follow through on regulations such as worker protection standards. The work group will include Millie Trevino Saceda, Alianzo Nasi Alade Campesinas, Nathan Donnelly of the Center for Biological Diversity, and Becca Berkeley of Community Engaged Teaching and Research Program at Northeastern University. Other members are Myra Ryder of Farm Worker Justice, Alexis Temkin of the Environmental Working Group, Joseph Zavok of the Department of Family and Child Services at Florida State University, and Walter Alacon of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. FDA offers update on front-of-package labeling work. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said front-of-package nutrition labeling is at the center of the agency's ongoing efforts to improve public health and make it easier for Americans, quote, to develop healthy habits. Califf made the remark during a virtual public meeting held by the Reagan-Udall Foundation yesterday. Robin McKinnon, FDA Senior Advisor for Nutrition Policy, said FDA is committed to ongoing engagement on the topic following on the focus groups and experimental testing on different potential labeling options. McKinnon said consumers prefer simple labeling schemes and that labels do, quote, appear helpful for those with low nutrition knowledge. She also said there are similar, consistent trends between different demographic groups. She said the timeline of the anticipated front-of-package labeling is dependent on a number of factors, but the work remains a very high priority for us. The event did offer stakeholders the chance to provide two-minute prepared statements on challenges and considerations of front-of-package labeling. Molly Van Loo of the International Fresh Produce Association said FDA should require fruit and vegetable claims in a name or imaging to disclose the quantity of preservings and household measures. Restaurateur seeks to block cage-free law. Grant Kruger, who operates several restaurants in Tucson, Arizona, filed suit against the Arizona Agriculture Department to block a proposed state mandate for cage-free eggs. Kruger buys nearly 2,200 eggs per week and says the mandate would drive up his costs. Sweeping policies like the cage-free egg rule, which substantially increase prices for businesses and consumers, must be made by the people's representatives, not bureaucrats, said Adi Dinar, an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation who represents Kruger. Well, that's Daybreak for Friday, November 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.